Good morning. We're learning Chayazim Klal Yudal, the Lachos of Tefillin, and we did Siman Aleph. I want to pick up one last point that we said at the end of last year before we go to the next Siman, that if we need somebody who is an adult, and we can tell that either by when he hits a certain age, if he seems to be developing normally, we assume probably he has physical maturity. Or alternatively, we can tell by the fact that the person has reached the age that he's developing facial hair, growing a beard or shaving, etc. The question which could arise is, we know that there is a rule in the Gemara. The Gemara says that when we have a right to assume halachically when a young man or a young woman reaches the age of halachic maturity, of halachic adulthood, 13 years old for a boy and 12 years old for a girl, we have a right to assume that they have the physical components of maturity as well, and they are truly a bona fide gadol, a bona fide halachic adult. So why over here are we saying that we need something else besides that? So the truth is that rule, that a person reaches the age of shanim, we assume he also has simanim, he has the years, he also has the simanim, we rely on that for the purposes of derabanan. So a 13-year-old boy, a 12-year-old boy cannot send up to daven for the yomid, katan cannot say baruch hu, cannot say chazar shashatz, he cannot lane. I can't use a katan for these purposes. Boy's 13 years old, I say, no problem, go down for the Omid, lane, etc. Maybe he's not an adult, we have a right to assume that he's an adult. If he reaches the age of the years which the Torah requires, we assume he has the physical simonim as well. However, for the rices, we do not rely on that. So a practical example of this is, if I have something which I need to know that a mitzvah was done, and I want somebody to give me testimony to that effect, Eidus, so we require a gadol for that Eidus. I send my child to Tevel Kalim for me. So Tevel and Kalim, the mitzvah in the Torah, to Tevel Kalim made out of metal, at least for sure the six metals which are mentioned in the Torah, probably all metals. However, Tevel and glass, wood is the Rabbanan. So Tefillas Kelim itself can be done by a katan. There's no problem with a katan doing Tefillas Kelim. It does not require any special kavana. Even a katan can do it. However, to come back and tell me that it was done, so I need to know the mitzvah was done. I need a gadol to tell me that which you cannot use Kelim without Tefillas in Isidur Abundance. So maybe for the purpose of, I want need to know because I want to be able to use the kli with this is abundance. I can rely on, and this is an adult. He's told me Eidus. But preferably, I would want to use somebody who's older than he's ready, reached the physical maturity. We could tell that he's really an adult. Another example is Hataras Nadorim. So the Matra Nadorim, which we do the standardized text, which we use in Erev Rosh Hashanah, that's simple understanding. That's a Dindur Abanon. So I can use any 13-year-old child because probably he's an adult for the Rabbanan purposes. But if I have a bona fide specific neder which I need to be matir, whether I'm doing that in conjunction with the Hatar Sadar Merav Rosh Hashanah or in general during the year, I have to make sure that I have three adults sitting in my bezdin. So I cannot use a boy who's 13 years old. If I use a boy who's older, that we can feel confident that he's reached the age of physical maturity and he truly is bona fide an adult. Okay. So the Chayyotim in Simon Bays says a few points over here. Din k'si b'tfilin v'asiyos and after b'emir s'ashem b'chibar amyuchad b'din misis yechidim. I'm going to write about the halachas of writing the tefillin and making them in a separate volume. And I'm not aware that we have this other volume of the Chayyotim. Give me the strength and the time to be able to do that. I plan to do so. Akim and Sharisi Shastoy from Eina Medatikim and Cholim Ikama Dvarim. I see that there is a lack of expertise and care in many areas of writing the Tefillin. says, I'm going to l'chein ektov kan masha yeshkiach kolechet al tefillin mibchutz. That way you should look over the tefillin from the outside and see various different points. You want to make sure that are being done correctly. The shamnikar, because that's obvious, and that if you keep an eye on those things, you should be okay. So let's leave it. Let's hold it here. So we'll pick up again, Mr. Hashem, in Simon Beis. Have a good day.